Take heed now that ye fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the kings? For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drinketh damage. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing.